his life was his message. And when we create that kind of an awareness within ourselves in response to the things that are most difficult, and I must say that this seems to be easier for women to do and mothers to do than men, because the wars are not fought by women on our planet, by and large. There's a feminine energy, a feminine consciousness that I've watched mothers. I've watched my wife. I've watched my own mother. I've watched other mothers. I've been a counselor and a therapist to many mothers. I've watched them when their children are abusive and say nasty things, and a man will often interpret their sending love in response to that as a weakness. But somehow instinctively they know that this is the way that I'm supposed to be. It's instinctive, it's cellular. They can't help themselves. These are their children or other people's children. These are the people that I love, and you'll see them tolerate it, and the man, including myself, for a good part of my life, it's like, you know, they just need a good kick in the ass, or they really need to be slapped around a little, or they need to be told, you know, and it's like, and you respond with anger to that, but there's an instinctive notion of being able to send love. That's what St. Francis taught us with his life. That's why I dedicated Spiritual Solution to him. That's why I wrote half the book based upon that famous prayer attributed to St. Francis. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. If we want to truly call ourselves spiritual beings, if we truly want to believe in the messages of the most influential who have ever walked among us, the Muhammads, the Buddhas, the Jesus, the Lao Tzu's, these people came here and taught us a message. And that message is, in response to everything, be steadfast in your abstention of thoughts of harm. And you can change people around you by bringing that energy instead of joining them in the lower energy that they have. You can change that. It's astonishing. I've watched myself practice this. A mother, not too long ago, was yelling at a child, 2-year-old child, in a grocery store, screaming and hollering. And I just moved in a little closer and attempted to just, instead of giving a lecture and saying, excuse me, but, you know, I've written a book about a spiritual solution to everything. I'd like to have a talk with you right here. Instead of that approach, what I did was I just moved into there and tried to radiate out a different energy, just sending out a higher and a faster energy. And as I did that, I noticed that the mother not only stopped, but the child began to feel a little bit more comfortable as well. That you can, when you practice it, and I know what you're thinking, and I know I can hear the resistance to this, how difficult it is. They say the most difficult thing, the most difficult thing in the world to do is to send love in response to hate. The second is to defend the absent. Defend the absent. Whoever is there being talked about, somebody has to take their position. You be that person. And the third is to admit that you were wrong. Not in that you made a mistake, but that you have been making the wrong kinds of choices in your life and have led to this right now. But the most difficult, according to Anthony DeMello, is to send love in response to hate. And when you can become steadfast in your abstention of thoughts of harm directed toward others, everything and everyone around you will be impacted. But more than anything else, what it does is it gives you the opportunity to have the awareness that every resentment you have is a lower energy. You want to stop justifying it and instead get rid of the blame at the $1,000 level, and at the $32,000 level, send love to it. Send kindness to it. Send peace to it. Even if it just takes a moment of contemplative prayer.